for more help. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. As Russia continues its siege, Ukrainian President Zelensky is pleading for more aid and for the U.S. to help expedite MiG fighter jets from Poland.
There's been a real mood shift since yesterday when President Zelensky spoke directly to members of Congress, and the State Department and NSC have confirmed that they're in active discussions for figuring out how the U.S. can help Poland backfill their warplanes. The real problem is, will Vladimir Putin see this as a provocation from a Article 5 NATO nation? And does this threaten to spread the war to Poland and to other Article 5 nations?
Fox's Jennifer Griffin reporting from the Pentagon. A Ukrainian government official says plans fell apart to evacuate civilians from the besieged city of Mariupol in southern Ukraine because Russian attacks made it impossible to create a humanitarian corridor. The White House and NATO continue to fend off requests for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield on ABC's This Week.
President Biden has been very, very clear that American troops will not be put on the ground or in the air to escalate this war and make this an American war against the Russians. But we've also been very clear that we will support Ukraine in every other way possible.
There's also growing bipartisan pressure on the White House to stop Russian oil imports to the U.S. At least seven people are dead, including two children, after tornadoes swept through central Iowa yesterday. The storms damaged homes, knocked down trees, and toppled power lines. Six of the deaths were in an area southwest of Des Moines near the town of Winterset. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Despite the exodus of people fleeing war-torn Ukraine, there's also a steady stream of foreign volunteers arriving to join the conflict.
Soso Sukhishashvili says he is in no way a soldier.
I am a programmer.
Yeah. Programming?
Yeah.
As in computers?
Yeah.
But when Russia invaded Ukraine, he decided to leave his home country of Georgia and join the fight.
As far as I know, there's a lot of work. For example, starting from making Molotov cocktails.
He spoke to us here in Poland as he prepared to catch a train across the border. He said he was inspired by the Ukrainian resistance.
They are doing a really great job at it, and they are standing very strong together.
His next stop, Ukraine. In Przemyśl, Poland, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Russian authorities have arrested star WNBA player Brittany Griner after allegedly finding cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee is critical of Russia for the move.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothered and has no right to hold, Ms. Griner.
If Russian officials rule Griner guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in prison. The NASCAR Cup Series continues its West Coast swing in Sin City today.
Cup Series drivers get ready to roll the dice today at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the Pennzoil 400. Vegas brings some trickery with the need for keen awareness on turns, with speed increments all over the map. Austin Dillon, runner-up last week at Fontana, says it's just a matter of rolling with the punches to pull into victory lane.
It is what it is, and you have to try and do your best to make race wrecks without spinning, and then also just dry around the track without spinning.
Kyle Larson looking for back-to-back wins. He took the checkered flag at Las Vegas last year en route to his Cup Series title. Green flag waves in the Pennzoil 400 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch the action on Fox. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.